Shale mounds to cul-de-sacs, the cultural landscape of San Pedro Valley, Pacifica, California. A research report submitted to the faculty of San Francisco State University in partial fulfillment of the requirements for the degree Master of Arts in Geography. By John Culp, San Francisco, California, November 2002. Note, this audiobook was created from a PDF file and may contain some formatting errors. Figures 3 through 26 as referenced in the text may be found as images in a separate folder along with report notes and references. There is beauty and intrigue in the seemingly ordinary elements of the American cultural landscape. The wooden three-story house of a New England factory town standing starkly against a pale blue winter sky. A near-empty rest area off Interstate 40 in the Texas Panhandle with the late afternoon sunlight filtering orange through the humid haze. The flat, empty expanse of the southern San Joaquin Valley with its beige cloud of wind-blown topsoil hovering over the fields. The bullet-riddled, rusting carcasses of automobiles half-buried by old hydraulic mining deposits in a California gold country stream. The 1950s ranch-style house fronted by a sun-baked, yellowing lawn, distinguishable only by subtle details from its neighbors. Each of these places contains its own distinct beauty, with a unique story to tell. One just has to spend a little time to learn it. Donald Meinig defined landscape as comprehensive and cultural, that it encompasses everything to be seen in our ordinary surroundings, and that virtually all that can be seen has been created or altered by human intervention. He further states that we need to see landscape as history, and that every landscape is part of a vast, cluttered, complex repository of society, an archive of tangible evidence about our character and experience as a people through all our history, if only we can learn how to read it. Meinig's words have inspired me to try to read a landscape, to uncover its history, to tease apart its many layers, and led me to San Pedro Valley. San Pedro Valley is part of the city of Pacifica on the San Mateo County coast, known as the Coast Side by locals of California One. Only a couple of miles long and a half mile wide, the valley is surrounded by steep hillsides on the north and east, while San Pedro Mountain and the 1,833-foot-high peak of Montara Mountain Wall, the south side. The west end of the valley is open to the Pacific Ocean. The steep hillsides on the valley's flanks are composed mostly of sandstone. The exceptions to this are the slopes of the North Fork San Pedro Creek, which are mostly greenstone, and Upper Montara Mountain, which consists of granitics. The valley floor is covered with alluvial fill, brought down from the hillsides by the valley's creeks. The San Andreas Fault lies just to the east, and San Pedro Valley itself follows the trace of the Pilarcitos Fault, which is thought to be inactive. San Pedro Valley's climate is classified as Mediterranean, with long dry summers and a rainy season that extends from November to April. The average annual air temperature is 54 to 58 degrees Fahrenheit, 12.2 to 14.4 degrees Celsius, with a growing season that ranges from 275 to 350 days per year. Average precipitation for the valley is 33 inches per year, with the mouth of the valley receiving around 28 inches and the higher elevations getting as much as 38 inches, 965 millimeters. The San Mateo County coast has numerous microclimates, a result of the cold Pacific Ocean and the high coastal mountains. These mountains can prevent the ocean forming fogs that occur in summer from extending inland, creating areas on the immediate coast that are cold and foggy. While a few miles inland, it can be warm and sunny. Montara and San Pedro Mountains do just this, helping block fogs from penetrating to the back end of the valley, leaving it warm and sunny while the beach is shrouded in fog. The watershed of San Pedro Valley consists of some 5,114 acres, or about 8.2 square miles. There are five main tributaries of San Pedro Creek, all of which are spring-fed and run year-round. The North, Middle, and South Forks converge at the back end of the valley. The Sanchez Fork drains a small valley below the saddle between San Pedro and Montara Mountain. The last significant tributary is the creek that runs through Shamrock Ranch, although it is not mapped by the USGS. There is also a creek on the north side of San Pedro Valley that used to discharge into a lake at the mouth of San Pedro Valley, but now empties into San Pedro Creek just below the Adobe Drive Bridge via a ditch. There are also a small number of intermittent creeks that flow during the winter months. At least 5,000 years ago, people arrived and started altering the landscape. Today, the valley is filled with suburban tract housing. What did the valley's landscape look like at various times during its history? How did it become what it is today? Are there relics of past landscapes still visible? How does one penetrate today's seemingly ordinary landscape to uncover its history? These were some of the questions that I grappled with on my first visit to San Pedro Valley several years ago. In order to learn the valley's story, I relied on methods put forth by Carl Sauer, 1941. Sauer believed that in order to fully understand a landscape, one has to combine fieldwork with archival research. Therefore, many an afternoon was spent sifting through the Pacifica Library's history files and making countless trips to the San Mateo County History Museum. Then I wandered through the valley itself, camera in hand, using the archival information to see beyond the present landscape and into the past. Because many elements of the valley's historical landscape have not been fully recorded, I have at times inferred what the landscape looked like by examining events and landscape changes in other parts of the San Mateo coast and in the county as a whole. Combining a variety of historical sources with first-hand accounts from people who lived in the valley has allowed me to piece together vignettes of how the landscape appeared during different historical periods. I shall start with how the landscape appeared when the Olone called the valley home and Europeans first clambered down the slopes of San Pedro Mountain.